Let's go now to business news with Nona Peltier. Nona, Metro Performance Glass. Now, they're struggling to improve their profitability. What's going on there?
Well, it's their exposure to the Australian housing market. It's not performed as well as they'd hoped, and it's been in the doldrums for a while. Things aren't looking very well for the company in that sense. They've got a few different markets that they operate in, Tasmania, Melbourne, and also Sydney. The Tasmanian business is going pretty good, and the Melbourne business also, but Sydney's a different story, and it's not doing as well as they'd hoped. They're not expecting a big turnaround there. They're just focusing on holding steady where they are. But it's meant that overall their first half profit has dropped to 15%. To $7.7 million. That's not what they were hoping for. Their ambitions were to lift their profitability. That didn't happen. That was the whole idea of expanding into Australia to begin with, mm-hmm. to make a bigger market. And as well, they've also downgraded their full-year outlook on their earnings. So disappointing for the market and for the company. Their share price fell 11% today as a result of that.
Okay. So corporate Santa not turning up this year. For Westpac Australia, right?
No.
Explain to us what's going on.
Well, Westpac Australia, now we're not talking about the New Zealand business. Uh-huh. Let's just be really clear about that. That's the parent. They got, they're facing some court action in Australia over, I guess, alleged breaches of the anti-money laundering and criminal acts, so to do with financial regulation and so on in Australia. And it was 23 million breaches. 23 million breaches of the acts. So massive, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, they've had to answer for this. And so what they're doing is that they're holding back on the bonuses that they would pay all of the executive team as a result. Meanwhile, they are responding to the concerns ahead of the case that's been taken by AUSTRAC in Australia. So that's the regulator that's in charge of enforcing that particular law. So they have decided that they're going to fix some things immediately. For example, they had this thing called Light Pay, where you could, for a very low fee, say $5, I think it is, you could transfer funds up to $3,000 to various jurisdictions. Well, you know, that was part of the problem right there. So they've stopped that. They've taken a number of other steps to address the anti-money laundering thing. They've also lifting their standards, and so that they really are going to pay a lot more attention to the way they conduct themselves, and also to protect people, because part of it was some of the money was being used for the exploitation of children, pornography, that kind of thing. So pretty ghastly stuff.
So were they explicit about the withdrawal of the bonuses? It's just that it wouldn't be a good look to be handing out the money?
I think that they've just decided that they had to do something. And of course, their profitability has fallen as a result of all these actions. And so overall, that was going to affect their bottom line, and that affected their bonuses as well. But really, this is, I guess, a way of saying, listen, we know we have to take responsibility. They've expressed, in their own words, deep sorrow for what's happened, and are absolutely got quite a lengthy plan here that they released to the market today. So I think they're taking it seriously. We'll see what happens with that. That was, I guess, something interesting. And I guess we're going to see a little bit more of this as time goes by because of the fallout of the Royal Commission that looked at the misconduct of the financial sector there.
Okay, shall we take a wee whirl around the rest of the market?
Yeah, so look, we rose slightly. That's the NZX Top 50 Index by 7 points to 10,954. And that's because there's there's still mixed messages about whether or not a China-US trade deal can be done. And the U.S. economy is looking a little bit stronger than people were expecting. So our dollar is tracking at 64.2 U.S. cents and 94.5 mm-hmm. Australian and 49.99 British pence.
Wow.
Almost at the 50.
We almost breached 50. Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with all our numbers and business wrap this afternoon.